Cooper and Una on iRadio.
This is iRadio with Cooper and Una, and joining us is one of our I Love Irish artists for the new month. All right, Carrie Baxter, it's so good to have you. Satellite is such a tune. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good
Thank morning. You so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Not at all. We're loving Satellite. What's it about? Where did it come from? What happened? And how did you get teamed up with Jafaris?
It's nothing philosophical now at all. We literally were paired together by our managers. I'm obviously was a fan of his stuff. We just got put together, and my producer just happened to be with me, and Benza, who he works with Jafaris a lot, was there as well. So we just got together. I was like, listen, I want some really nice hard drums on this. Then he just started singing, and I was like, cool, we're in. Like, we wrote it like pretty quickly. And it was just a random day. It was actually written on St. Patrick's Day this year.
Stop.
Yes.
Hey, nice.
On Ireland.
I'll be honest with you. Like, my manager sent me the meeting on, and I looked at the date and I thought, are you joking me? You want me to be in a studio on St. Patrick's Day? I was like, can we just like move this session? So I'm really glad. I'm really glad that I did in fact not move the session and chose to write instead, because it was a really, just really, really great session. It's not often that I come by artists that I really just click with the minute that we start working together. So yeah, it was an awesome day.
Well, so that was my next question to you. I was going to ask, like, did you click straight away? So you obviously did. So it wasn't like, you know, doing a school project with someone when, you know, you're doing all the work yourself while the other person kind of dosses off. No, it was definitely a collab.
Was that a dig at me?
No. Yes, it was. So no, you both just clicked straight away.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, it was one of those days where it was pretty cool to have like both of the people that we regularly work with, like production wise, because it was like a nice mix of both of our sounds, which was really cool. And then, yeah, I mean, I honestly think that Jafaris is genius. So the minute he opened his mouth, I was like, okay, let's go with that. And then literally the ideas just went boom, 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 boom. Like, we had the whole song done like pretty quickly. And then we sort of spent most of the time him teaching me harmonies.
Oh, no way.
To put on. Yeah. And then we wrote the chorus in like, I think about 20 minutes, because I had to catch a flight and I was like, right, let's get this hook in. And luckily, it doesn't always happen like that, but thank the heavens, we were just like, yeah, I'm digging that. And then we bounced around a few lyrics and then we were like, cool, I'm sold, let's go with that.
So when Jafaris is teaching you harmonies, is that you kind of harmonizing yourself and then layering that as a vocal, is it?
Yeah, he's pretty good at it, just like hearing harmonies. I really struggle with that actually when we're laying down vocals. I find it easier to hear the melody.
Right.
And then when you need, like, there's quite a lot of harmonies on that track. Mm. When you need like four or five different layers of harmonies, I just stop hearing them after a while. So he would go in and be like, oh, right, try this over your own vocal. And I'm like, oh, okay. So it took me a lot of practice to kind of get the things that he was hearing. So yeah, it was awesome, because that is actually something that I'm not so good at, but he's very good at. So
yeah,
it was a nice comment.
That's fantastic. Come here, I saw during the summer you tweeted, you were freaking out because it was either yourself or your friends heard your song in TK Maxx, and it was like I know, you know, when you hear your own song on the radio, or even when you hear the DJ do a shout out, it's your birthday, it's like, oh my god.
That's me.
When you're in like a high street shop and you hear your song being played over the PA, that means that somebody's playlisted your song. Like, what's that feeling like?
I mean, I've never been to TK Maxx, unfortunately. I shop in TK Maxx all the time. Do you think I'd walk in there when my music is on? Never. Apparently just people sending me masses of videos. It started in the UK. Like, quite a few people in London were sending me videos like, wait a second, is this you? And then other people were like dancing around the shop because they knew it was me. And there's like three or four tracks on there, I believe, because people keep sending me different songs, which
sweet.
Is pretty awesome. And then obviously the main one come. My mother sent me a video in Waterford, and she was like, "You're on the Irish TK Maxx." So, yeah, it just made a little while to trickle over to the shops in Ireland. So, but I'm there as well, which is great.
So, Carrie, you are originally from Waterford, but you're living in London like a long, long time now. 12 years.
Yep, 12 years on the button.
Do you go home often?
I literally just came back yesterday. Yeah, I go home a lot.
Okay, yeah. So I lived in Waterford for a summer when I was young. I lived in Tremor and I worked in the High B, and I was introduced to a beautiful thing called the blah. Would you please be able to explain to our listeners what a blah is and why it is uniquely belonging to the data?
It's a very, I was going to start off saying a very soft bread roll, but you can actually get crusty blah and soft floury blah.
Oh,
personally, soft floury blah is the one that you need to try if you haven't had it before.
Mm-hmm.
Just extremely very, very, like a cloud, like eating a cloud.
It is, yeah. And essentially, what would your filling?
And it does matter. It does matter what the filling is.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah, yeah.
You can't just eat blah by itself. Honestly, cheese and onion tato, really good.
Nice.
But you know, favourite is like, you know, sausages. Oh, I got breakfast blah. Oh,
breakfast blah.
I like crispy.
So good.
I was going to say, actually, could you use it instead of like a bundy, like for your burgers?
Oh yeah, you can totally. I will. Yeah, yeah. You should
try
that.
I'm sure you're good.
A burger blah.
Yeah, definitely. We went to where were we there? I was playing a gig somewhere in, was I in Limerick or maybe Dublin? I can't remember. And this like gourmet blah was on the menu, and it was like a burger thing. And obviously there was a big crowd of us from Waterford there, and someone ordered it, and I thought, guys, I'm telling you now, it's not going to be a blah. But we ordered it for the crack just to see what was going to come out.
Was it good?
Because it said Waterford blah, something, whatever the relish was on there.
You're like, I'm
and
sold.
It came out, and it was a bread roll, people. And my family went nuts.
Oh,
because they're legally nobody's legally allowed to call a flowery bap a blah unless it's made
it was
in
born in
Waterford.
Waterford. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The poor waitress, I think she was sorry she served my family, to be honest, because they were like, this is not a blah.
Listen, come here. Carrie Baxter, we're loving Satellite with you, Faris. Thank you so much for being an I Love Irish artist, and continued success with your career. You've been absolutely nailing it in London. Well done.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate the support, guys. Thank you.
iRadio in the morning.
With Now. Join the home of brilliant entertainment with shows, movies and sport on Now.
Back tomorrow from 7 a.m. on iRadio.